So again, the more you focus on transparency, keeping a human in the loop, generating high quality content, these are all the things that they talk about and that we have talked about before on the show. I think the more human touch you can imbue your content with, the better. Strike that balance between your tone and your voice, not as you interpret it or you feel it or see it, but as your audience does. As long as they feel that connection, you can do whatever you want and whatever you're able as far as scaling that content with AI or working within automations or workflows. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back at it tonight with the second half of our 2025 AI Insights report from HeyGen on the increasing positive sentiment overall that we are seeing across businesses and industries from consumers for AI, particularly video-generated AI content. We left off right about halfway through the report summary on the landing page here yesterday at this next section, which I don't think will be too earth-shattering as far as concepts go. The header here reads, quote-unquote, create high-quality content. Now, looking at these stats here, just over half of the respondents said that trust increased with high-quality AI video content, while only 10.3% said it declined with low-quality content. So again, maybe the questions are posed where they have to like explicitly offer that information, that 10.3% of respondents explicitly said that the trust declined with low quality video content, and that's why it's significant. Otherwise, wouldn't it be significant in the other regard that 90.7% did not say that their trust declined with low quality video content on the survey? So again, let me know if I'm completely losing my mind. It's been a pretty crazy first half of the week here at the AI Marketing Navigator, so it could be entirely possible that we're not operating at 100% brain function giving the time of day. But that's neither here nor there. The next part I think is actually particularly useful, and this visual is illustrating where and in what formats people are the most comfortable encountering AI video content. Now, by far the most comfortable place that users or consumers are comfortable encountering AI video content is on social media. So if you're going to experiment or dip your toes in the water as far as video generation goes, test your stuff out maybe on social media where it's not necessarily going to be a detriment to your brand or damage your brand or your authenticity or your image or anything like that. You know, if you swing and miss or if something necessarily doesn't take off anyway, from a brand standpoint anyway. So we have social media way up there at 70%, just about 70%, 69.4%. And then going down the list with a pretty significant drop in second place is tutorials at 31.3%. Product demos, 30.4%, customer support at 27.3%, which as far as use cases go, I know is a very popular one. We've talked a lot about that on the show as well. Ads is at 22.8%, and 18.3% said newsletters, which I'm not surprised by either. I think a newsletter is meant to be a pretty personal medium, something that's been written by one person that you're connected with over the course of each newsletter or each version, or at the very least, a group of people that you're familiar with or connected with writing that newsletter. Next up, we have more data on just the disclosure and the transparency of using AI in your video content. If you need more reminding and more encouragement, here it is for you. 75.6% of the respondents believe it's important for brands to disclose the use of AI in their video content. 62% trust brands more that disclose the use of AI in their video content. And over half of the respondents stated that the use of high quality video content would increase their trust in a brand. So again, the more you focus on transparency, keeping a human in the loop, generating high quality content, these are all the things that they talk about and that we have talked about before on the show. I think the more human touch you can imbue your content with, the better. Strike that balance between your tone and your voice, not as you interpret it or you feel it or see it, but as your audience does. As long as they feel that connection, you can do whatever you want and whatever you're able as far as scaling that content with AI or working within automations or workflows. But I think the true skill is going to be maintaining the humanity in your content. And it remains to be seen just how manual a process that's going to be. In fact, maybe we're careening toward a future where the less polished and perfect content is, the better it does. And we're already kind of seeing some trends like that across social media and video in general. So anyway, lots to unpack there, but let's continue on here. Some of their actionable recommendations. If you're going to start testing out video content, AI video content creation, these are the things you need to focus on. Again, transparency, quality, and blending that human creativity into your AI use, emphasizing it as well. Remember to keep in mind the context and the channels and mediums which you are using AI to push out your content. So leverage AI for social media and tutorials and product demos, but less so in ads, or newsletters. Okay, lastly, HeyGen closes out the report, not so surprisingly, with an optimistic outlook on the future of AI video content creation. And I can't say I disagree on what they're saying here, though, essentially, that the clear advances in this technology that we're seeing, machine learning and natural language processing and these generative AI tools like HeyGen, are only going to get better and more sophisticated. And if brands aren't going to use that sophistication to their advantage, they are going to fall behind. Now, I do think this is encouraging news, all of the increasing positive sentiment towards AI from consumers to brands that either need to use AI in their content generation to scale it appropriately, like one-man shops, like yours truly here at the AI Marketing Navigator, or existing shops or agencies or businesses who want to explore freeing up their human employees and their creatives to do what they're best at and to actually do what they love. So I really think that, as they put it here on the landing page, quote unquote, audiences are open to AI generated videos should be good news. So you can download the full report at the link in the show notes, also on the landing page, to get some more details. But it certainly appears that 2025 is not only set to be a year of businesses and brands diving into using AI, but a year in which consumers and other audiences are open-minded at the very least to seeing AI in the content that their favorite brands are creating. Okay, that does it for today's episode. Quick note, tomorrow we will be launching into our interview with Jack Bogdan, the CEO of Astral, the content repurposing tool that we have covered on the show before. So make sure you tune in to catch that. Super huge thank you to Jack for an amazing interview and also for bearing with me as I still find my interview legs. And I'm going to thank all you navigators in advance for bearing with me as well. Again, still very much practicing my interview technique, but Jack absolutely carries this episode and makes it super useful. So I cannot wait to share that with you. Make sure not to miss it tomorrow with the first part. Okay, so if you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice right here. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.